Mishnah Beis, Ha'isus who calls it tachas or ilon, one who makes his sukkah, his sechach, underneath a tree, meaning the branches of a tree lean over the sechach and cover over it. And we're talking about a case where the branches cover a majority of the sechach. So since the branches, as long as they are still attached to the ground, are invalid sechach, it's as if you made a sukkah inside the house, with the roof of the house above the sechach. In which case, certainly it would be invalid, because the sechach has to be the thing which is providing the shade, and not anything above it. Now we learned in Mishnah Aleph, a machlikas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Tanakama, a sukkah is supposed to be a diras arai, a temporary place of living, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's supposed to be a diras keva, a fixed place of living, somewhere where it is fitting to live there permanently. So the second half of this Mishnah will discuss a ramification of that machlekes, and the case is sukkah gabi sukkah, where you have one sukkah above another sukkah. So the sechach of the bottom sukkah is sort of the floor of the top sukkah. So based on what we just learned in the first half of the Mishnah, if we were to consider the top sukkah to be a valid sukkah and a place of living, so that means concerning the bottom sukkah, it has something above its sechach, and so the bottom sukkah would be invalid. However, if the top sukkah is not considered to be a valid sukkah, then the bottom one is valid, because it's no longer considered to be a sukkah underneath another sukkah. Here, the sechach of the top sukkah does not invalidate the bottom sechach. The only validation is the fact that you've got a sukkah above another sukkah. It is learned from Pesukim that to have a sukkah above another sukkah makes the bottom one invalid. But this is a different problem to the first half of the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah was like making a sukkah inside a house, because the tree being above the sukkah, the tree's branches are invalid for sechach, because they are still attached to the ground. On the other hand, in our case, the sechach of the top sukkah is not invalid sechach, it's just the fact that you've got sechach above other sechach. It follows that if the top sukkah is not a valid sukkah, that means that the top sukkah's sechach is not considered sechach. It is valid sechach, but it's not being used as sechach because the entire sukkah at the top is invalid. And in that case, the bottom sukkah would be considered a valid sukkah. Now, the case of the Mishnah is where the bottom sukkah's sechach is just about strong enough to hold the utensils of the top sukkah. If people start walking on the top sukkah, then it won't be strong enough for that, but it's just about strong enough to hold some utensils in the top sukkah. So it's not fit for holding things there permanently, but you know, for a week it'll work. So that means that the top sukkah is considered to be a temporary place of living. So according to the Chachomim, the top sukkah is considered valid, in which case the bottom sukkah will be considered invalid, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the exact opposite. The top sukkah is invalid because it is considered a temporary dwelling and not a permanent place of living. But since the top sukkah is invalid, the bottom sukkah is considered valid. So the Mishnah says, sukkah gabi sukkah. If you have one sukkah above another sukkah, and as we explained, the sechach of the bottom sukkah serves as a sort of weak floor which can only just about hold some things in the top sukkah. So according to the Chachomim, the Tanakama, Hal Yona Kasheira, the top sukkah is valid and therefore, Vatachtoina Pasula, the bottom sukkah is invalid. Rabbi Yehuda says, in Ein Diurim Be'al Yona, if people are not able to live in the top sukkah, because the sechach of the bottom sukkah, which is the floor of the top sukkah, is too weak, then Hatachtoina Kasheira, then the bottom sukkah is valid, as we explained.